Blog Talk Radio. The Doctors Are In show here on Psychic Talk Radio Network. This is the show where we discuss and take your questions on tarot, numerology, Vedic practices and mantras, as well as anything and everything psychic, spiritual, hypnosis, meditation, energy healing, psychic development, and so much more. Today, we will be taking your calls. It is an open call show today. We don't have a specific topic to talk about, but there are some things that we will share with you as we normally do for each show. So we'll be taking your calls for free mini readings and guidance live on the air. If you want to, if you want us to do a reading for you, just dial the number 714-816-4628. I'm going to read that one more time because I was going kind of fast. The number is 714-816-4628. And be sure to press the number 1 so that you can get in the queue and get your mini reading. I am your host, Dr. Rose, and I love talking about all things psychic. I am an intuitive certified life coach, and I have a passion for mythology, and I love to befriend, invoke, communicate, and work with divine beings from different traditions. But most importantly, I love to take my psychic knowledge and skills to help others, just like you, have a true transformation in your life. So welcome to the show, and joining me as always is my fabulous co-host, the founder and executive producer of Psychic Talk Radio, Dr. Dax. Dr. Dax is also the founder and president of the Tarot Guild, which is now in its 16th year. He has been a radio personality for 10 years now, and he's a certified tarot master, numerologist, life coach, and professional hypnotist. So watch out. He may mesmerize you. And here he is, Dr. Dax. How are you doing, Dax? Great to be back on the air with you.
I was mesmerized just listening to you, Dr. Rose. I feel like I entered an altered state. I do.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh my God!
Well, thank you.
I'm sorry. We're just continuing the humor because we were in the green room waiting for the show to start, and I'm doing some posts on Twitter to let everybody know that the show is about to start. You can call in and get your spot in the queue to chat with Dr. Rose and I. And I came across these memes about, you know, like 38% of the American public have stopped buying Corona beer because they're afraid of the coronavirus. And I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding. Are we that stupid?
Yeah.
We are a country of morons, you know. I mean, they think the coronavirus comes from Corona beer. Oh, I couldn't stop laughing, Rose. This is why we have a reality TV star as the president of the United States. Because we are a frickin' country of morons. 38%. And think about it. That's about the percentage of people that really, you know, like Trump. You know, it's the same 38% of people. I mean, it's, oh, my God. Just cracks me up.
There was a video a few weeks ago of a woman who was pouring Corona beer, because she had like several bottles, down the drain. She had like gloves on and a mask. And the person basically said, it doesn't come from that silly.
Oh, that's
like, oh,
hilarious.
Oh my God, we have the coronavirus in beer. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Well, I mentioned it really quickly to Mary Brown, who's going to be my co-host on tomorrow's show for Tarot Today Radio. And Mary sent me this picture, this meme, and it's got a yellow VW Beetle, Volkswagen Beetle, with a Corona bottle, big giant Corona bottle on the roof. You know, it's for advertising for Corona. And the meme, oh my God, that just cracked me up. It said, when you come face to face with the Corona bug. Oh my God.
Wow.
Whew. Boy, they. Well, I do see we do have a bunch of people calling in. I'm glad to see that because it is open lines all show long. And, you know, if we don't have callers, it's kind of hard to do an open line show, right? Right, Rose?
Yeah, that's true.
Yep, absolutely. But I did want to give out the numerology and tarot card of the day because we do that every Friday. And the entire date is 2/28/2020, which adds up to 16. 1 plus 6 is 7. So it's a 7 date. The day is the 28th. 2 plus 8 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. So it's a 1 day and a 7 date. And then the tarot card of the day is the Ten of Cups. 1 plus 0 is 1. Mm. Oh, I love that when that happens, when the numbers on the cards are the same as the numerology, Rose. It's like the universe winking at us, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. So the Ten of Cups, cups is emotions because it's the water element. And we're talking about complete, like, emotional fulfillment here. This is harmony and joy, successful and happy family life, sharing your home, and, you know, there's always the other side of the coin, so it could be showing off a little bit or over excess. But, you know, I think of it as one of the major cards of abundance in tarot. And then, you know, the date being the 7, which is the highest spiritual number in numerology, 7 is the great detective. You know, they want to know why the universe works, like if you're a 7 life path, you know, and 1 is self,
uh-huh,
and new beginnings. So what I want to say, the message here is that do something for yourself. If you ever had a research project you wanted to do, contemplate how the universe works, you know, do some studies, take a quick webinar or something like that, or maybe, you know, even that genealogy project that you always wanted to do but never got around to. You know, this is a great day to do something for yourself along those lines, and you know, maybe even tune into a radio show where they talk about tarot and numerology and all things spiritual. Oh, wait, no, you're already doing that. There you go. It's no accident that you're listening to this show. I'm just saying. So there you go, the card of the day, the numerology of the day. Hey, Rose, you know, you normally have a mantra of the week.
Typically, I do, but I'm going to change it up a little bit this time around. So I usually have a mantra of the week, and I've given out a lot of mantras on the show. And this time, I decided to talk about a couple of mantra practices that people can do. So just to change things up, because usually what I tell people is if you chant this mantra at least 108 times every day, maybe do it for 40 days or 45 days, you will probably experience some kind of change or shift. However, there are other ways to actually do a mantra practice, and one of them is you can actually write yours down on paper. You know how you like write your affirmations down over and over and over again? Well, you can do that with mantras as well. And so it's a great way. So what is the reason why someone would do that? Well, chanting, like speaking out loud or even silently in your mind, and then writing something down, it activates different parts of the brain. And so when you're chanting a mantra or you're chanting or writing a mantra, that actually makes changes and shifts in your brain. So writing actually is just activating different parts of your brain. So what are you doing? You're using your hands to move. You know, you are kind of chanting maybe silently as you're writing it down. You don't have to forcibly chant, but, you know, you're looking at it over and over and over again. You're saying the mantra, you're saying it in your mind. And so basically how you would do this is that you would get a notebook or a notepad. You can use a pen or pencil. The ink color is not as important. And then just write every day, just write your mantra 108 times each day. Now, shorter mantras are a lot easier. If they're one word or two words or something, they're a lot easier to write, and you can get through that in a matter of minutes, depending upon how fast you're writing. Longer ones are going to take a little bit more time, especially if you are trying to do 108 at one time. But you can do that in front of the television. You can do that when, you know, you just have time to sit and write, you know, maybe before bed or when you wake up in the morning, however you want to do it. And so the key, though, with dealing with this, because at some point, you know, when you're writing your mantra, you're going to finish the pad or the book, you know, supposedly. And so the thing that you don't want to do is just throw it away. Remember that, you know, Sanskrit mantras are really powerful cosmic energies, you know, their vibrations. You don't want to just toss it in a trash can. So what you want to do is you can use it as decorative art on your walls. Maybe you can use it as a backing for your vision board so that when you put your pictures up, the mantra is, you know, energizing the vision board that you have. And you just don't want to throw it away. Now, sometimes you can have a lot of the paper. So what can you, another thing to do is to just burn the pages, you know, like an offering. So you just get a fireproof bowl and, you know, kind of crumple up, not crumple or fold the paper up, and then you light it with a match and let it burn, and that's fine. But never just throw that away in the trash can, okay? You don't want to do that. Okay, so that's one good thing that you can do. And then another thing you can do is chant mantras when you're doing mundane activities. I know a lot of times people think of chanting when what is it? You know, when you have time to meditate and cross your legs and om, and you have incense and candles going, you don't have to do it that way. You can just chant while you're doing mundane activity. So like if you're cooking, you're cleaning, anything that doesn't require a serious focus, you can, you know, like you're cooking, you're cleaning, if you're stuck in traffic and you can chant at that time. If you're on the bus, a train, an airplane, if you're walking or jogging, anything like that that doesn't require full attention, then you can chant a mantra. It's a perfect time. And then also remember that you don't always have to chant 108 times. That's only if you decide to do a more traditional practice. You could just chant. You know, do it for 10 minutes. Do it for 20 minutes. Doing a mundane activity, or just sit on a page and just write it down. You can also do that as well. You know, the only time the 108 comes into play is that if you want to do a more traditional practice and you, like, maybe there's a certain number that you want to achieve, but you don't necessarily have to do it that way. So I just wanted to put that out there for people, you know, that they can actually write their mantra, or they can chant doing mundane activities, and it's perfectly fine. And it makes things a little bit easier, and that way you can kind of do something different as well. If you need, if you're a person like me who needs a little variety, you can do, you know, you can write it down, or you could just do it while you're, you know, doing some other kind of non-focused activity. So that's my advice for the mantra of the week, although I didn't give you a mantra. I just gave you a couple of fun practices you can do. And that's it.
Oh, no, but that's great to throw something in like that every once in a while. I mean, I never gave it thought, you know, different ways of accomplishing the same thing. Like you had mentioned, you know, most people go right to that idea that, okay, I got to find a specific place, a specific time, got to be quiet. Mm-hmm. I got to do this, you know, it's like doing the meditation and then I do the, and I'm doing the mantra and everything like that. So that's great advice.
You can even do it on the bathroom. If you're at work, I mean, I don't always say it's ideal because sometimes, you know, bathroom and smells are not always great for you, but if you wanted to, you know, if you're going to the water cooler at work, or if you're going to the bathroom and, you know, sit in there for a little bit, you can do it. You can do it then, or chant during while you're eating. I mean, a lot of people do that. So there's just different ways that you can do it.
Awesome. Awesome. So it's open lines. Let's take some phone calls. And there's a bunch of people in the queue already. But if you're listening live and you're still on the fence, get into the queue now, because we take the calls in the order that they come in. So the sooner you get in, the sooner we'll get to you. You want to call 714-816-4628 and press the number one on your dial pad as soon as you get through. That's what puts you actually in the queue. Let me give that number out once again, 714 816-4628. We would love to chat with you. I did want to mention that we're also in the chat room on the Tarot Guild website. It's thetarotguild.com. You'll find the link in the navigation bar on any page of the website. On the far right, it just says chat. Click on that. So it's thetarotguild.com/chat, and you can pop in there. You can chat with us during the show. You can also ask for a mini reading right there in the chat room as well. And I see a few folks in there. Hi, Anna. There's Anne and Sharona, and I think Charlotte's in there, and Renee Rose. So come join us in the chat room at thetarotguild.com/chat. And you do have to sign up for the website to get into the chat room. It's 100% free. You can even sign up with a one-button thing with your Facebook account or Twitter or what have you, Google, LinkedIn. We have them all. You just click a button, sign up, and it's 100% free to join the website and join us in the chat room. We do have a premium membership, though, I wanted to mention as well. But come over to thetarotguild.com/join and join the website for free if you're into tarot and numerology. But our Friday and Saturday shows are sponsored by the Tarot Guild, so I wanted to mention that and mention that for the month of February, Rose, I've been having this sale, a couple sale, because remember we had Valentine's Day and all? And so I'm doing a couples sale, and of course you don't have to be significant other couples. You know, you can just grab a tarot friend of yours or someone that's into that or numerology, and you can join for half price. Basically, it's you buy one and you get one. So you join up, get a premium membership, and you get one free, which you can give away as a gift or have them pay half, and then it's, you know, two for the price of one. It's half price for each of you then. It's $39 for the year. So basically, you have to select the annual membership. There is a monthly membership, but this deal is only for the annual membership. You select that. It's $6.50 a month, but you pay it annually. You pay $78, and then it'll be $39 for each of you. And just to sweeten things up a little bit, I'm going to throw in my Tarot by the Numbers course, which you can enroll in separately on the Tarot Guild website for $78. I wonder where I got that number, Rose. You can sign up for my course for $78, but if you do this deal and get your Tarot Guild membership, I'm going to throw in a free course. My course, I'm going to give it to each of you for free, both of you. That's right. And you also get your Tarot certification included with your membership as well, the certified tarot reader level. And you can sign up over there at thetarotguild.com/join. Awesome. So let's see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 828, Dr. Rose. We're going to see who's there. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Danielle, and I'm in Roanoke, Virginia.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. Yeah.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm heartbroken.
Aww.
What's going on?
Well, it's the same situation with my boyfriend, and we live together, and I'm wanting to leave, and we're both devastated about the whole situation, and we're supposed to move in with a friend. And we still have two more months on our lease, so we're still living together till then, but we're still heartbroken about the whole situation.
Dr. Rose, it sounds like Danielle needs a mantra for that.
Oh, definitely, Danielle. I would, you know, my recommendation is the KLEEM mantra, K-L-E-E-M. and you can write it, you know, several times on a page or chant it for a few minutes each day. And CLEAM, what CLEAM does is that it helps people to, it's not about bringing people back together, because I don't want to say that, because, you know, everybody, in the, you know, with Vedic practices, everybody has their own karma that they have to deal with. So I don't know what the future holds between the two of you, but what it can do is to harmonize your relationship a bit and have you allow you guys to communicate better, you know, and then it can help get rid of some of that heartbroken feeling that you have. So that's my suggestion for
I
that.
I just posted it up on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. And then if you want a free audio of actually a very powerful spiritual guru who chants it, let me know. I can send that to you. I think it's the best thing to do is come to thetarotguild.com/chat, C-H-A-T, and I'll post it there for you. And you can just download it. It comes from SoundCloud. You can download it, and then you can listen to it. I just recommend that you listen to it every day, at least once. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
thank
that's
you.
The mantra advice. Now we have the tarot advice by Dr. Dax.
Well, if you have a question, you have to have a question in order for me to do that. So, I mean, you've called in many times. We've already pulled a lot of cards on this. We've already done a lot of advice on it and everything. And now we're in the process of just, you know, letting it, fulfill itself here. You got a couple of weeks, like you said, you know, and then you're moving with the friend and everything like that. But is there anything else that we can help you with?
Well, I guess how else do I move forward and let go, and what else do I need to process or let go of? I don't know.
Well, some of the things that are showing up in the cards, it's talking about your own personal power. And I think that's a big thread there, and what the advice really is. It's not so much what to let go of, because we know what to process. You already can sit there and do this all yourself, Danielle. You can say to yourself, okay, I'm feeling XYZ. What is the, you know, put a name on it. What are the feelings that you are feeling in regards to all of this? And you can let go of that with, you know, a myriad of different techniques. The best thing I would say is use EFT if you know it. If you don't know it, it takes 5 minutes to learn it. Just go on YouTube and type in, you know, how
tapping
to do
solution.
EFT tapping. Yeah.
And just
tap on each thing. Tap on, you know, get it down crystal clear to an exact feeling. Get yourself into that feeling space of it. Okay. And then you're going to say, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, where am I? Oh, it's a 9, it's an 8, it's a 10. And then you're going to go through the tapping routine, and, you know, I don't know if it's going to be anger, fear, sorrow, you know, whatever the feeling is, you know, it's, you know, this anguish, this anguish, this anguish, this anguish, as you go through all of the points. And then you take a deep breath, and then you reassess, okay, scale of 1 to 10, where am I? Oh, okay, I'm down to a 4 or a 3 or a 2. And then just, you know, keep going through tapping rounds until you tap away all of that particular feeling. And then take a deep breath, ask yourself, okay, what other feelings are there? Now that one, and typically what happens is as you tap away on one feeling, something else might pop up. So you have this fear, and you tap that away, and then anguish pops up, and you tap that away, and then anger pops up, and then you tap that away. So, you know, just use EFT for processing the feelings and for the letting go aspect, because you can do that in the tapping as well. You can say, you know, identify what it is you need to let go of, and then say, let it go, let it go, let it go on each point. But what's showing up in the tarot is the exact opposite. And this has actually been kind of a running theme. Dr. Rose, have you noticed this for the last few weeks? A running theme of not so much clearing out the negative, but embracing the positive and moving to, you know, it's like move towards the light. No,
right.
It's, you know, move towards what you want. Okay. And so what's showing up for you, Danielle, is the Magician card and the World card. Literally, you have the ability already, but you're just not seeing it, which, by the way, so I got the Magician card, Rose, and then I got the World card, but in between the two is the Four of Cups, the card where literally the figure has his or her arms crossed. They're looking at the three cups on the ground in front of them. They have these three cups, but they're not super excited or happy about it, you know. And then coming out of the clouds literally is a hand coming out from the universe offering another cup, but it's off in their periphery on the right. They don't actually see it. And so I think that's the clue of what's going on here, Danielle, is that you're not seeing that you have all the power in the situation. You are the magician, and you can have the world, which is the ending card. You can have that. And what you just need to do is, rather than dwell on the negative, you know, you need to figure out what you want, how you want things to be, what living situation, what the living situation should be, how you want it to be when you move in with your friends. You know, that's what you should be focusing on. Now, I'm not saying don't do the EFT, you know, maybe do that first. You know, get rid of the emotional charge that you've got going here, and that will allow you to stop focusing on what you don't want, because the universe does not make judgment. So, Danielle, if you focus on the anguish or whatever the set of emotions is around the situation with still living with, you know who, all you're doing is telling the universe, oh, I want more of this. And so you get stuck with the emotions. You get stuck in the physical situation. You know, so tap away those emotions. Get rid of that charge so you can take your focus off of it completely and start, you know, start a journal. Start writing down on a piece of paper all the things you want in life, how you want things to be, what, you know, detailed list of what it's going to be like living with your friend. And, you know, initial reaction is, you know, you might be, you know, your friend, and you might have preconceived notions, or you might say, well, I have no idea because I've never lived with them before what it's going to be like. Don't worry about that. Write down how you want it to be. You are the magician. You're going to bring it in. So that's the advice from the tarot cards.
Yeah, I don't feel that it's living in her. I'm moving in her basement, and there's no windows or ventilation down there, and so, so it's not ideal, really.
Well, you know, ideal to one person, you know, is like a mansion to another. You know, I mean, it's like when you're in a horrific situation, any port in a storm, and it's like, you don't have to be down in the windowless basement all day. You know, just think of it as, okay, I it's a place I go and I sleep and then I get out of there and I work on my life.
Yeah, that sounds great. And summer's coming too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, sometimes it just takes a third party perspective looking in to say, hey, it's obvious to me. This is what it is. Well, we got to run, Danielle. Thanks for the call again, and let us know what happens. We got a lot of callers waiting on here.
Thank you so much.
Luck to you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Luck to you.
Yep. Don't forget the clean. You know, when I listen to that phonetically, I want to say, hey, don't forget to clean it out with the clean.
That's right.
You know, you could do a video on your YouTube channel. Clean it out with clean.
Ah, that's right.
I love it. Look, I'm setting you up for stuff. I am the idea man. You know, I am the idea man.
Clean that out with clean. And clean can handle all of that negativity, all of the the you know, difficult feelings that you have with that. Just sit down, get out a piece of paper, and just start writing clean, 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 as you know, for the whole page. And then also do your tapping, you know, and then write down what it is that you want in your life. You know, now's the time, it's a creative time. You know, something bad happened and things are not working out, but things can always get better for you. And you just have to have that vision. Okay, if you're in a room that doesn't have windows and it's not the ideal place, it is just a stepping stone. It's not where you're going to end. So, you know, you just have to change your perspective. Yeah. That's all. Next caller.
And, you know, when we have issues, you know, a lot of times we can't see past it ourselves. We need a third party. You know, it's like in life coaching when we say to the, when the client says something.
Dax, are you there? Because you kind of went out. No. Okay, it looks like Dax somehow got booted out. So that's not good. We weren't expecting that to happen. Hold on for a second. Let me see if I can. Yeah, he's calling back in. So let's just give him a moment. And he will call back in. Sorry, folks. You know, sometimes these weird things happen technologically. And actually, he was saying something very interesting. Let's wait for him to come back. And I think during the time that he is coming back, I'm going to say hello and bring on our next caller. So we have a caller that's coming in from area code 614. 614 area code. Hi, you're on the show. Can you give me your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Philson, and I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you say your name one more time, a little bit slower?
Philson.
Philson?
Yeah, Phil like Philip, son like the sun. Phil.
Oh, Philson. Okay, okay. All right, great. Well, nice for you to be on the show. I think Dax is back. Dax, are you, Dr. Dax, are you there?
Yeah, I'm back now. The switchboard cut me off somehow or other, and I had to call back in, but everything's fine now.
Okay. So, Philson, let us know, what is it that you're calling us about? What's on your mind?
I wanted to know what the tarot had to say about whether I should go, whether I should start a business of my own or begin school or do both.
So you're trying to make a decision between school or business or do both. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, this is going to take a minute.
What kind of business are you interested in? Oh, okay. I was going to give you a minute.
No. You can jump in whenever. I'm just pulling cards, and I'm doing multiple questions here because this is a like three-part question, really, and so it's just taking a little while. So if you want to ask anything, fill some while I'm doing this.
Okay. What kind of business are you interested in?
Like an arts business,
like graphic art or digital art?
Yeah, visual art.
Oh,
and
wow.
Maybe fashion online.
Okay. All right, good for you. Now, when you mean fashion, do you mean like selling fashion or encouraging people to buy, like marketing, or what do you mean by that?
Like marketing and just putting like ideas out there.
Oh, great. Ooh, fashionista.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. We could use more fashionistas out there. Because there are a lot of us out there that don't know how to dress. I see them every day.
I think that's most people in the American public. Oh, my God.
So what seems to be popping up, Dr. Dax?
Well, it definitely looks like school is the main thing. You know, when I look at doing multiple, you know, doing both things, I get the devil card and the knight of cups, king of cups. You know, there's an issue with the stability, and I get much better cards, more positive cards with just doing the school first. You get the nine of cups, which is literally the wish come true card. But it's also a card of a lot of emotional fulfillment. So you're going to have significant fulfillment by doing the schooling first and accomplishing that, which sets you up for success later on. And I also got the Eight of Pentacles, which eight is the number of abundance in numerology. And in the Eight of Pentacles, at least the traditional Waite-Smith version of the card, the individual is hard at work on their craft. They're working hard. They have gained a lot of insight. They've gained a lot of skill by working on it. And see, and that's what you need right now. You need to build that up first. If you try to do the business and the school at the same time, it that definitely is not going to work. As far as doing business, just doing the business right now, I'm getting cards like the Five of Swords, defeat, loss, failure, negative thoughts, and the Seven of Cups, which is about fantasy and illusion, chasing after too many shiny objects and things like that. Yeah. So the cards are indicating, you know, definitely not doing the business right now by itself, not doing both, but rather concentrating on the schooling right now and getting that taken care of first before you do anything else. So that's what's coming up in the cards there.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I think yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now you got to call us back and let us know what happens with the fashionista.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I'm excited for you. And, you know, business is always good to, you know, because there are a lot of different parts of business that you could all use and learn. So, you know, it's not a setback. Hopefully she doesn't, you know, feel that way.
Right, yeah. Right. And I know Anna, or I keep saying Anna, but it's actually Ann Iva. Anyway, Ann's in the chat room, or at least she was in the chat room. She had a question, but I told her to go ahead and post it, but I don't think she's posted the question. So, okay, so we don't have to worry about that. But if you are
maybe
in
she's
our
on
chat
the
room, then maybe she is. Maybe she decided to call in. Because I did say, Ann, just go ahead and post your question here or call in, and I gave her the phone number. So maybe she's on the line. So, but if you are in the chat room at thetarotguild.com/chat, go ahead and pop your question in there. And I'm going back and forth between the studio and the chat room. Or maybe you can watch it a little more, Rose, the chat room. I don't know.
Yeah, I can do that.
I'll watch because I'm running the switchboard. If you could watch and see if anybody asks a question or makes a comment in the chat room, we'll go right to that question. But meanwhile, let's go right to another phone call. So let's see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 203. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Pat in Connecticut.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. Just wondering if you could pull some cards on my progress in healing. It's emotional and mental, but it's also affecting me physically.
Okay, so Pat, are you the one that called in before about your health? Because I remember there being a Pat where on a couple of shows, actually, there was a Pat, and we did readings on it.
I don't know. This is a new prognosis regarding the health. I honestly can't remember. I usually talk about mental stuff. I speak to you about doing EMDR.
Yeah. Okay, so it is the same Pat. I just want to make sure. Okay, so what would be the question then now
point?
How have things changed?
We're looking at autoimmune, and also I get very frustrated some mornings where I'm just in my head, I'm just so lost. It takes so long to get things together, and that really discourages me. I feel like, makes me feel like I'm backtracking.
Mm-hmm. So
I don't know. Would you want to pick autoimmune?
Can you make a question out of that somehow? I mean, I see it's tarot, so we have to come up with a very specific question. Yeah. What's the burning question? What do you need to know right now?
That I'm working on all the time, whether it's, you know, maybe, you know, supplements for whatever's going on physically, and also mentally. I'm working on both, and working very hard to find healing.
Okay, so you're taking the supplements, you're doing the things.
Seeing doctors, getting blood tests.
Yeah. This is what we talked about on the other shows. You know, doing the different modalities, things like that. Yeah, but see, I don't see how I can help you today.
Okay,
so
I saw the doctor a little over a week ago. With Mercury retrograde, they messed up the blood test, so I had to go back again. So there's a new question of physical stuff, physical symptoms maybe. Could you just address that?
Okay, back up. I'm sorry.
Hold on, Pat.
Pat, I'm having a lot of difficulty with this, and I apologize. I'm trying to grasp onto this here, and I'm just having a lot of difficulty. I'm sorry. It's on my end. Okay. The last thing I heard was, Mercury retrograde, the test got messed up. Now, what happened, and what are we trying to figure out here?
I had to go back for another blood test yesterday because they messed up, the lab messed it up. So what's on my mind right now is the new possibilities that the doctor's looking at. And my hope is that none of those are going to come up positive, and I'll continue on my road of healing the way I have been.
Okay. What would come up positive or not come up positive? Because you're not explaining the tests, and you're not explaining what the question is. I'm just not getting a question here.
I'm so sorry. No, don't you apologize, please. It's probably me.
Can we get it into a question form?
What may come up is heart disease or autoimmune problems or lupus. So my hope is that they'll all come up negative, and I will continue on my road of improving my life on all levels, and things will be well.
Mm-hmm.
Is that good enough question?
Yeah. And I got to tell you, it's like I'm not really comfortable with these kind of questions, and the reason I'm not a medical practitioner. You know, I cannot diagnose things. I really don't like predicting somebody's future health.
I understand that.
I mean, it's not something that I am comfortable dealing with. And frankly, I don't think that any tarot reader, psychic, numerologist, whatever, I mean, I don't care what you are. You know, if you're not a licensed medical practitioner, you really shouldn't be dealing with these health questions. You shouldn't be dealing with it. Now, you can reword questions. And, you know, if I was doing a private session with you and we could reword things and pull cards, reword things, pull cards, and ask different questions, pull cards, you know, over 30 minutes or 40 minutes of a private reading, you know, I'd feel more comfortable and we'd be able to actually, you know, get somewhere with this. Okay. But calling into a radio show and doing a 5-minute, you know, quick question on something like this, I mean, it really does nobody any service at all. It really does not.
Okay, I understand. Okay. That's why now, I described it more simple of just, you know, wondering if I'm still on my path of improving, you know, if things are going well.
I pulled some cards, and looking at the cards, I really do feel that you are making progress. And the death card shows up. The death card is talking about the ending of one cycle and the beginning of another cycle. It's at the end of the spread. It's the number 13. You can take that as, you know, four months from now. You can take that as 13 weeks, you know, however you want to look at it, you know, that at some point, because this is at the end of the spread, you know, things do change cyclically for you.
Okay.
All right. And then, you know, the judgment card shows up, which is the great cosmic wake-up call. And it's talking about focus and priority. And a lot of the things showing up here are talking about that. You know, Four of Swords is rest and cooperation. The Ace of Cups is the beginning of joy, good health. You know, it's there. And then you've got a card like the Five of Pentacles earlier on, which is a card that can represent, you know, the negative health things going on. But then right behind them is the stained glass window made up of the Five Pentacles, which is showing, you know, the refuge that's available that they're not seeing and not taking. So if you put all of this together, what it's saying is that you're focusing too much on these different things, these different details, this, you know, how are these tests going to come out, you know, that kind of thing. Instead of, and, you know, I know we're sounding like a broken record here, but, you know, for the last few weeks on the show, it's been the same thing with like a majority of the callers, is that people are not focusing on the outcome. How do you want things to be? They're focusing on the here and now. They're focusing on the past.
Yeah.
They're focusing on what's going on and the uncertainty of it. They're drawing more and more of that in because they're focusing more and more on the negative instead of, you know, how things are now, instead of how they want them to be. So
right,
you need to work
right.
on, you know, you need to not worry about this stuff so much and focus in so much on it. You should be focusing on your recovery, focusing on doing each of the modalities, finding additional modalities to help you out. You know, wait for the test to come back before you assume that there's more that you're going to have to deal with.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, when I pray every day for my daughter and I, and I catch myself lately, and I've taken place. So I am catching myself and realizing you've got to focus on the future. Yeah, I hear you. Thank you for the reminder. Yeah. Okay.
Well, we got a ton of calls
here.
And thanks for the call, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Yep. And I really think, Dr. Rose, I really think that, you know, part of the issue is the mental stuff going on and with Pat. And I really think that she would benefit from a spiritual practice, something to center herself, doing mantras, doing meditation,
right.
What do you think?
I was definitely going to suggest that, because one of the things that is happening when you have people, and all of us do this, so Pat is not alone in this, but a lot of times what ends up happening is that we don't really understand that we have power and we have access to power. So, Dex, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm sitting here listening.
Oh, that's so weird because I didn't see myself on the board. I was like, what's going on?
Oh, and
so,
the thing is.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
The thing
so,
is, Rose.
Sorry, guys,
that,
I got distracted.
Well, Rose, I'm running the switchboard today. You're not even supposed to be looking at the switchboard and getting yourself all confused like that. Anyway, but I just wanted to mention, because of what you just said, that, you know, that's the reason why the magician card came up for the previous caller. We have the power.
We really do.
You know, and it's not just calling on the power of other people or other entities, which you can do, like Shiva. Remember, we just had, you know, Great Night of Shiva and things like that, you know, and doing the mantras. But we have our own personal power. We can use the law of attraction. And I hate those terms. I hate when people say use the law of attraction like it is a spell that you invoke or something like that. The law of attraction is talking about a natural thing like gravity, which is occurring at all times. It never stops. You are always attracting. It's just, what are you focusing on, and therefore what are you attracting, you see? So it's actually, we never use the law of attraction. We never do anything to manifest other than actually just shifting where our focus is. That's
right.
The real secret. Yeah, it's
right.
All
and,
focal
and,
shift.
And
that's what you were
talking about.
You know, we have the
right.
power, you know, but we can also, you know, invoke power too. That's a different thing though. But go ahead.
Yeah, we just have a tendency to, we give more power to our condition, our circumstances, our diseases, what other people do to us, than we give power to ourselves. And so every time that we're so busy blaming something outside of ourselves, we just take our power away.
Right.
So my suggestion is to first start, because it's, when you're dealing with health issues, it can be scary for people. Don't get me wrong, because I've had a couple of scares myself. So I understand what that's about. But at the same time, I always recommend, at least when you start, because meditation doesn't have to be a big thing. You don't have to do it for hours and hours. You know, that's a personal choice. Start with just 10 minutes a day. Start with 5 minutes of just relaxing your body, you know, going through mentally from your head, your neck, your shoulders, relaxing them, your torso, your arms, and down to the lower part of your body, you know, your abdominal areas. Sometimes we tighten in that
which,
area.
Which, by the way, is going into hypnosis. That's exactly how you go into hypnosis.
Yeah.
Go into a light alpha
state.
Then,
exactly. And then the next 5 minutes, just focus on your breathing. And sometimes thoughts will come and whatnot, and just let them pass. Like, don't let them, don't focus on it. Just let them pass through. And the more you do that, it's just 10 minutes. And sometimes I've done it for 15 minutes. Like, I feel like I need longer than 5 minutes to relax my body, and that happens. But just 10 minutes a
day.
It's
a mental
spot treatment
at that point.
Right. Basically, you know, 5 minutes of just relaxing your body, every muscle, and then 5 minutes of paying attention to your breathing, letting the thoughts come, but just, you know, pull your attention back to what you're doing, which is focusing on your breathing. And you'll find that that will help to calm you down and center yourself, because what happens is that we're all over the place. You know, but there are distractions all over, you know, all around us. And, you know, even if you don't mean to be distracted, there are distractions. So it helps you to center yourself and then realize that you are powerful, that you have techniques, you have mantras, you have us. It's Dr. Dax and Dr. Rose and Psychic Talk Network that can help you with different modalities for healing. And physical healing can take place. But when you're stressed out, and distracted and all of that, all of your energy just gets all dispersed. So you kind of have to pull things in. And that's why meditation, just 10 minutes a day, would make a huge difference. And that's my recommendation.
Right. And what I want to rewind for just a second, Dr. Rose, because what some of what you were talking about when you were talking about our own power that we have and accepting that, what popped in my head was that in order to accept and therefore go with and use the power that we have, you also have to accept the responsibility at the same time. And I think that is the clue. That is
right.
What it is. That's what really hangs us all up. That's why the vast majority of us never do this, never accept our own power and just manifest what we want. Because in order to do that, you have to accept responsibility, which is, by the way, a big part of The Secret that, you know, like in the movie The Secret, you know, it wasn't explained very well. And there was a lot of backlash from the general public about, you know, we can't be responsible for everything that happens to us, and that there's other, you know, forces out there, and you know, the person that got raped didn't attract that in, and all that kind of thing. But in reality, we are at cause for everything. And it's funny because these same concepts that show up, you know, when you're talking about the law of attraction, also show up in other modalities like neurolinguistics, NLP. That's one of the main things with NLP, is that there's a whole set of assumptions in NLP, and you know, one of them is that we have the power. You know, that we can make the changes, you know, but one of the main ones, and the first thing you work with a client with, is getting them at cause, getting them to realize that they are at cause. Everybody is at cause for everything that happens. And it's hard for us to wrap our heads around that, because we want
it
to
is.
Blame other people, other situations. We want to say that, you know, we didn't draw that in, when if you really examine every little aspect in detail, you can realize that, oh, geez, actually I did draw that in, didn't I? You know, and so the first step of all this is getting to cause. And I think that a lot of, and that's why they can never use their power, because they can't get beyond this. It's the disease that's doing it to me, and it's the environment that's causing the disease that's doing it to me, or this other person hit my car with their car, you know, or whatever it is, you know, it's always, you know, my coworker at work, my boss won't do, I mean, it's always putting the blame outside of ourselves. And what people don't realize is that if you would take a deep breath, and if you would just go with it, just allow yourself to accept that and be at cause, then you can have anything you want.
Right. And
it's
tricky. I mean, because when people, if you're attacked, for example, abused or whatnot, that person is, I would say in the Eastern tradition, It doesn't mean that person is not responsible for what they're doing. So, you know, they are responsible. They are responsible for their actions. They build up this karma that's going to, you know, negatively affect them and all of that. So it doesn't mean that attacker is off the hook. You know, it doesn't. It just means
I wasn't implying that.
Oh, no, not you. I'm just saying this because I know that's a conversation that's out there in the spiritual community. It doesn't mean that person isn't racking up their own, you know, negative karma by doing what they're doing. They are responsible for their actions, and they are responsible for what they do to other people. There's no doubt about that. But at the same time, if you're having too much trouble understanding the whole, this is what I attracted and, you know, all that, just understand that you have the power to change what happens to you. You have the power to shift things. That's the main crux of it. Take that responsibility and say, I have the power to do a different path and go a different direction. That's the whole point of that. That means, for me, that's what taking responsibility means. It doesn't let anybody else off the hook for what they have to deal with, but you are responsible for your path. If you need protection, there's a way to protect things. You know, there are mantras out there for protection. Maybe you need to take a self-defense class. I don't know. You can live in a dangerous neighborhood. I have no idea. You know, there are different things that you can do to help yourself and help, you know, give yourself another destiny, another pathway to go. So there have been,
right.
I think of, for example, let me do this really quickly. Example
okay,
of Oprah
and then
Winfrey.
I've got something that I think will help people out too. Go ahead.
Oh, sure. Okay. Think of Oprah Winfrey. She was raped as a child at the age of 11 and had a stillborn baby. Now, a black girl in the United States to have that kind of history really shouldn't be to where she was. But, you know, on her pathway, she went through a lot of things, and it's not like she's, you know, untouchable or anything like that. But think about where she came from. She came from a pretty poor family. And for her to be where she is today, that's a kind of taking a responsibility. She really changed her destiny, because her destiny, had it all kind of stayed the same, would not be what it is. So I'm only giving her as an example, not to say, you know, yeah, we can all be super rich, and not that we can't, but it's
$2.7 billion
understanding her, right? Understanding that her past did not dictate her future and her current position of where she is today, and so you can change. If she went through what she went through, you can change your destiny. You know, you have the power to do that.
Right. Right. And, you know, it's kind of eerie that you can just Google anybody's net worth like that. You know, it's like you just type in Oprah's net worth 2020, and it says $2.7 billion.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's kind of eerie what you can find on the internet, you know.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful and powerful and at the same time eerie and scary. Anyway, yeah. So what I wanted to do real quick before we take some more phone calls, and we also have to mention – the wonderful shows coming up on the network, which you guys can get started on by going over to psychictalk.net/upcoming. And I'm just going to read off a couple of these in a minute here. But just to finish up this conversation, because I think this is really valuable for people.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of trouble, Dr. Rose, as we said, a lot of people have trouble getting to cause. In certain situations, you know, it's obvious. Oh, yeah, okay, I did that and thought of this and attracted this in. And then in other situations, people can't figure out how they did it. And they keep trying to figure that out and you know, figure it out in logical terms and everything like that. And I think what it does, though, is and people sometimes will never get there, so they never get to cause, so they never can get past the stumbling block and start manifesting. But an easier way to do it is a blanket statement about being at cause, Dr. Rose. And what I mean by that is that what's really going on, you know, if you can't, you know, look at exact thoughts and actions and circumstances that are, you know, draws in something, say, negative that happens in your life. What you can do, however, is you can look at just the simple fact that 98% of us go through life allowing life to just happen to us.
Happen. Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
And so it's not a matter of necessarily being at cause because of a specific set of thoughts, ideas, or actions where you drew in what you didn't want to draw in via the law of attraction. Instead, just look at it from that perspective that even being what could be considered neutral, there's no such thing as neutral. I mean, it's like doing absolutely nothing is doing something. You're at cause because you are allowing life to happen to you rather than manifesting it step by step.
That's right.
By doing it on purpose, putting your attention on what you want to attract in. You know, a lot of the things that we mentioned, you know, that have come up are negative things that have happened that involve attacks. And when you go and take self-defense, they teach you that, you know, it's not, self-defense is not just the moves and, you know, the tactics that you can do, but it's also the state of mind.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So we can walk down the street like a sheeple, you know, like the rest of the sheeple, you know, or we can walk down the street at cause, which means that we're doing it with presence of mind. We're aware of our surroundings. We're not doing stupid things like walking down the side of the street that's dark and unlit. We're walking down the side of the street with a lot of other people and it's bright. You know, I mean, just logical things, you know, like that. And by doing that, we are being at cause. Now, if a sheeple that, you know, doesn't do those things and just blindly goes through life, so just blindly walks down the street and gets attacked, is it their fault? Is it not the fault of the attacker? Of course the attacker has faults. Of course it's the fault of the attacker. Of course they have, what was the word you used? They have responsibility or something.
They're responsible for what they do. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not saying that they're not responsible, but yes, you are still at cause too.
Right.
You caused that to happen by blindly going through life, blindly going down the alleyway and not paying attention to what's going on. You weren't at cause. You weren't setting intention. My intention is I'm going to walk down the street and I'm going to exude power and presence and I'm going to be fine.
Right.
And it's like that with everything in your life. Oh, you know, I keep dating these same people. And, you know, not the exact same person, but the same kind of guy, you know. And this happens and that happens and everything. And it's woe is me, you know. And, you know, it's like it's their fault somehow. It's like, no, it's not their fault. It's you're letting life happen to you. When you let life happen to you, you get into cycles where you keep meeting and dating the same guy, breaking it off with them and meeting another guy that's the same guy and going through the same cycle, and it's just you're going through cycles.
It's all
and cycles.
Energy.
Right.
Yeah. It's all energy.
It's intention.
And it really is.
Intention
energy
and energy.
Intention. And I think that's partly why, I'm not saying this is the reason, but it helps me to understand why people talk about in the Eastern practice about they talk about karma a lot, and because there are things that happen to, let's say, children. And, you know, it's not that they're thinking about anything bad or whatever that happens to them, but there is a kind of karma that people, you know, bring in. It's a kind of energy. And, you know, and again, it is does not mean that the attacker, the abuser is not responsible. Of course they're responsible. And they're racking up negative karma and stuff to happen, you know, for them, either in this life or the next life or whatever, you know. So I just wanted to make sure that we know that. Dax, you know, also said it beautifully as well. So take responsibility now. You have the power. Don't focus on
live
all
on
the
purpose.
Issues. Right. Live
be
on purpose.
The,
that's
be,
what we're going to do a show on that. Live on purpose.
Hey, that could be one of our shows next month in March. We should put that, unless, I don't know if we have our ideas all filled up, but March or April, we'll get it in there, folks. We'll write that down, Dr. Rose, for after the show so we could set that
living
all up.
Living on purpose. Absolutely.
Living on purpose. Yes, living on, and it's interesting because Catherine on the Monday show just did a whole series of shows on living a purpose-filled life. And it kind of, it's different, but it goes along with that. It continues that, I think. So it's really interesting how the universe is just throwing these ideas at us here, you know. But basically,
that's
it's
right.
Be the magician. You want to be the magician card. You want to be at cause. You want to live on purpose. You want to set intention. You don't want to do the opposite. You don't want to just allow life to happen to you. And so many people do that. And we can into it deeper on our show that we're going to do on this topic. Yes, I think it's a great topic. Write that down because I'll forget the title.
No, I got it.
Yep. So real quickly, before we go back to calls, psychytalk.net/upcoming is our upcoming shows page where you can always see what's coming up for the next few days or so. And let's see, Saturday, February 29th, tomorrow, it's the Tarot Today radio show with Mary Brown and myself. And, of course, we always do open lines and phone calls on Saturdays. It's a nice laid-back, you know, on the weekend show there. But we also have do different segments. Sometimes we have a topic. Sometimes we have other things. Tomorrow we're doing a psychic spin segment. That's where we look at something in the news and we use tarot and oracle cards and we ask questions about it. You know, the talking heads on the news programs, all they can do is, you know, talk. They can't put a psychic spin on it like we can. And so what we're going to be talking about tomorrow is the mysterious signals from deep space. That's right. So we've been monitoring for decades now radio signals coming from space. It's always been rather random, and a lot of it is background radiation and things like that, you know. But now they've discovered a actual signal that repeats and has a pattern to it, you see. And so we're gonna ask the tarot, hey, what's up with that? Mysterious signals from deep space, yeah. So that's tomorrow. And then there's no show on Sunday. Sharona, remember, was last Sunday. It's every other Sunday with her fabulous show, Magic Universe, which I know Dr. Rose here is going to be a guest on in, I think, a month or so. And Monday, March 2nd, we're into March already, and Catherine Hahn is doing a show, Hello March, on her Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance show this Monday. And, of course, Dr. Rose and I will be back next Friday for our first show in March. It's March 6th, actually, Why You Need a Life Coach. We're going to be talking Woo-hoo! About that. Yeah, yeah. You know, has anyone ever said to you, get a life? It's like, well, you need a coach to get that life, and we all need a coach. So we're going to talk right. about that on Friday. And I just wanted to mention, because it's a big thing, Saturday, March 7th, the first Saturday of the month is always Mary Brown's show, her monthly show that she does. And she's actually switching gears. She's changing to a new show format. It's called There's a Rock for That, which is actually a title she used for a show that she did for many years in the past, a few years back. And so she's basically bringing that back. There's a Rock for That. So all you crystal keepers and rock hounds, you want to tune in for There's a Rock for That, the first Saturday of every month. The premiere episode is Saturday, March 7th. Of course, as always, she'll be taking your phone calls, chatting crystals and rocks with you, and taking calls for mini readings as well. But so the whole idea is, you know how people say, well, there's an app for that. There's an app for everything. Well, Mary said, hey, that's a great title for a show on crystals because there's a crystal for everything. So there's a rock for that.
Hey.
Yep. So that's what's coming up. And then Sunday, March 8th, Magic Universe is back with Sharona Rapsick. And her special guest is going to be Crystal Reiki Master Mary Brown. That's right. So Mary will have her premiere episode of There's a Rock for That on Saturday. And then on Sunday, she's going to be on with Sharona. So you'll get a double dose of crystals on that weekend coming up. Next weekend.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah. So let's see if we can squeeze in a call or two before we have to go. And the caller that's been waiting the longest is area code 414. Caller, where are you calling from? What's your name?
My name is James. I'm calling from Milwaukee.
Awesome.
I have a legal question. I'm suing one of the credit bureaus. What's happened is they had some incorrect information on my credit report. I sued them to get it off. At first, I disputed it.
Good for you.
Then I had to sue them. And then my case kept getting dismissed. You know, the judge just said, you know, they have a different set of rules if you're representing yourself, which is a pro se litigant. They just dismissed me wholesale. Bang. Mm. So I wound up appealing to the United States Supreme Court. And I just want to know what you see. You know, how is it going to turn out?
Well, you know, I want to just give you props, you know, and congratulate you on – most people wouldn't do that. Most people wouldn't go this far. And that's why the corporations and the credit bureaus and the credit card companies and the banks, how they get away with all this stuff and how they have it over us is because not enough people fight back.
This is true.
You know, I don't know what to tell you, but I'm glad, you know, you're at least trying it, you know. And I think you're going to be okay. I mean, I'm getting some positive cards. The Knight of Coins is the central focus card, and that suggests practical, patient, methodical progress, you know, just taking the sensible course, hard work and conviction pays off, that kind of thing, and followed by the Six of Pentacles, which is a card of receiving. So that card shows up when people receive repayment or generosity from others or good fortune, or a loan comes through, or assistance of, or charity of some kind, or a windfall, or their investments start paying off. Things along those lines is what that card is talking about. So it looks like financially things are going to come your way. All right.
Okay.
Now, when I look at the cards, though, as a yes-no spread, and I'm asking the question about the Supreme Court, I'm getting three no's out of five. So it's not a done deal. It could go either way. Currently, at this moment in time, things are leaning no. You're not going to get a good outcome from the court.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean it can't change, because when we do a reading, we can only look at the now, because we're only ever in the now. And so we're looking at the trajectory from the past as it moves through the current moment, the likely decisions you make moving forward, what's likely to happen, and then potential outcomes that appear. But as we move forward in time, now you've made new choices. You've gone down through new paths. that's going to alter the outcome. Okay? That's why nothing is written in stone. So if a psychic or a tarot reader, you know, tells you that this is the likely outcome, you can decide, I don't want that. Decide what you actually want, and through the law of attraction, shift your focus onto what you actually want, and then make the decisions and the change points in the future as you go forward. You're going to, you know, veer yourself off of that trajectory towards how you want it to be. And that's why I say that, you know, if somebody predicts something and they're a tarot reader and it doesn't happen, that doesn't mean that they weren't accurate. It just means that the client made other decisions and went in a different direction. We have free will, folks. Okay? So you can make this happen. And I don't know what that would take. I don't know if it would take a lawyer to help you out that specifically has argued before the Supreme Court, or somebody to look over the paperwork, or I don't know what it's going to take, you know. But as it is now, the trajectory is not, it's just not going there. You know, it's not going to be a good outcome. Either they're going to refuse to hear the case, or if they hear the case, you're going to lose. That's how it's kind of leaning right now. Okay. So you have to decide if it's practical, which, by the way, brings us back to what? The central focus card that I started with, the Knight of Coins. And I feel that that's why this is showing up, that, yeah, it's great to put them in their place and to win and to get what you're after and have it work out the way you want it to, but is it actually practical? And it probably isn't, is what the cards are saying. So there you go. It could go either way. It's really up to you.
Okay. It, you know, it sounds like that there's an outcome, but not exactly the outcome that I'm looking for.
Right. And, you know, ultimately it's like, well, what do you want? Do you ultimately want to win the case? Or ultimately, do you just, you know, want your finances to shift in the direction you want them to be in? And there's other ways to clean things up that don't involve this. And there's other things that can be done. And there's windfalls to be had, according to the cards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's well, it sounds like there's going to be a positive outcome to me. But it's not exactly going to be exactly what I thought it was going to be or what I wanted. But that's okay.
Right. Right. And as long as you're okay with it, you'll be able to draw that in.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
And, well, thank you so much.
I hope that helped you out, James.
It did.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And let's see. So... Dr. Rose.
Yes.
Before we go to another caller, I know you had a story you had mentioned in the green room before the show started that you wanted to tell briefly.
Yes, I do. I wanted to get it in before the show ended. So
just to
share something that I haven't shared before, the last show that we did was on the Great Night of Shiva. And I think I've told Dr. Bax, alluded to this to Bax, but I haven't really talked about this on the show or even on my YouTube channel. So you guys, this is the first, you're getting the first time I'm actually saying this on the air. So I actually got a visitation from Shiva 2 years ago. And it was an amazing experience, and I won't go through all the, I had some background stuff I was going to tell, but I'm not going to go into that. But what happened, basically, I had spent the day in a very intense meditation and listening to the lectures of a spiritual guru, and it was pretty much like 9 to 4 o'clock and or 5 o'clock or whatnot. And by the time the evening came, I just wanted to space out. Like I didn't, it was so much energy and so much focus. I was sitting on my bed, distracting myself. I had Facebook with my in my left hand. I had my phone. I'm just scrolling through, not looking at anything in particular. Then I had Netflix playing on my right. And all of a sudden I looked up because I felt somebody in the room. And it was so weird because I couldn't see anything. Like, I didn't see a person. I didn't see a figure, a silhouette, or anything like that. My room, to me, appeared, because it was nighttime, it appeared like it was almost a little smoky, almost as if I had lit incense, but, you know, and it kind of dispersed, the smoke dispersed in the room or something. But I hadn't lit any incense. So, but I knew, like, my brain was telling me somebody's in the room. I don't know if you guys have ever had this experience. Like, let's say you're sitting at a restaurant, you're sitting in a chair, your head is turned one way, but maybe there's a person that's walking or standing near you or something, and you just kind of feel that person standing there. Even though you can't see them, you kind of sense, your other senses are picking up. It was very much like that. And it scared me because I'm like, you know, I'm downstairs by myself. I'm thinking, did somebody come through the door? And I'm going through my mind, and did somebody push the curtain? I was like, no. But my brain was certain somebody is in this room with you. And I could even tell it was at the foot of my bed and was very tall. So I've had this experience before, and I'll have to tell you that story on another day. But what I did is I closed my eyes, and I said, okay, I'm going to close my eyes and try to intuit who this is. And as soon as I closed my eyes, I got the name Shiva, and then I actually saw like an image in my mind's eye of him. I was like, oh, my God. Like, the first thing I said was, dude, you can't just come waltzing into my room like this. I'm like, are you trying to give me a heart attack? And then I kind of collected myself, and then I said, namaste, adiyogi, you know, thank you for visiting me or whatnot. And then he turned and just kind of laughed. Like, I could feel his energy, and it's very much like, I don't know if you guys have ever experienced a heat lamp at a restaurant. You know how you put your arm underneath it, and you can feel the heat of the lamp? It was kind of like that, and even when he left, it was like that energy just kind of dimmed, you know, almost like a light dimmer or something
wow.
like that. But I wanted to share that story because it was so funny. Like, if you ever watch any of the Indian shows about the different gods and stuff, if a supreme being shows up, like Shiva, people are like, oh, it's Shiva, it's Adi Yogi, it's Adi Guru, thank you so much for coming. It's just a whole auspicious thing. Me, it was like, are you trying to give me a heart attack? You can't just come waltzing in my room like this.
My God, I could have had my lady parts all hanging out and everything, you know, and you're coming in my room.
It was just so funny, you know. It was a funny experience, but and I really wasn't expecting that. I don't know if during the day I might have asked him to come visit or whatever, but he showed up. It was funny. I was like, oh my God, and I could just feel like this radiating energy in the room. I was like, oh my God, somebody's here. And then I finally figured out who it was. So I just wanted to share that with everybody. That's all.
Wow, that's great. Well, you know. That begs the question of the whys. Like, okay, you're not completely sure if you might have invited him, but why would you invite him? What's the point? What are you trying to accomplish? And also, him showing up, did he bring a message? Was there a purpose? What was your takeaway from the encounter?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I've had a long relationship with him. And I'm not going to go into great
okay.
detail now because we're getting close to the end of the show, but I'll talk about it on another show. But I think that was a way of him communicating with me because I've had an actual relationship. He grabbed my attention when I first started doing the exercises and whatnot, the spiritual exercises and practices that my guru was given, Dr. Bhaskar and Pillai. I was really enchanted with another god, and that was Rama, and he's the one with the archer. He's the, what do you call it, the avatar of Vishnu. And, you know, I just love Rama. He just has that kind of compassionate, loving, very calm energy. And then all of a sudden, for some reason, after about a couple of months, Shiva got my attention. And he actually spoke to me. Like, I'm a clear audience. So he spoke to me and was grabbing my attention, like, no, turn around here. Not to say that I couldn't worship another god or anything like that. It wasn't that. But he was like, listen, pay attention to me. He just kind of intervened. And I didn't even know much about him. I have a book that's called Shiva, but I never really read it. Some like real thick thing on consciousness and Hinduism, and it was just really a complicated book. But I didn't really know about him. But for some reason, he just kind of grabbed my attention, And I was like, wow, okay. So it's been a part of that relationship process, and I will have to do a show to let you guys to tell you more. But he's one of the main archetypes, main gods that I talk to on a very regular basis. He's become like a very like my best friend in a lot of ways. And whatever I need, he will actually make it happen. A lot of it is just because I'm nervous or doubtful or fearful. And when I talk with him about it, it just kind of dissipates. It's an amazing experience. But I'll get into that in another show at some other point. But that's basically my takeaway. I think he was introducing himself in a way that I hadn't, you know, didn't know that he could do. And it really made it real for me in a real way. Because, you know, a lot of times when we talk about spirits and stuff, it seems kind of out there. Like, you know, you can say, okay, you can pray to this and that, and maybe things happen, and that's great. But when they approach you as almost like a physical being, that's just like, whoa. Like, wait a minute. Are you saying God is real? It's kind of like that kind of thing, you know. It's an amazing experience.
Yeah, you'll definitely have to do that on another show, because we're an hour and a half into this show, and God bless you if you're still listening to us. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You know, this is the stuff we should do in the beginning of the show so we catch everybody, so everybody actually, you know, hears this, you know. Like, I haven't mentioned that, you know, if you want a private session, you should go over to thetarotguild.com/Dax. Go over to my page. You can book a session with me. You get a free full custom numerology chart included with the reading as well. And also, if you need some help with clearing things out, like Mary, one of our callers, did. She called in and we did a reading for her, and she said she wanted to clear some things out, and she hired me to do hypnosis with her. And I've done actually like 3 or 4 sessions with Mary now. A lot of the things we were talking about early in the show was about clearing things out and, you know, using the EFT, the tapping. Remember all that in the beginning of the show, Dr. Rose?
Right, right.
And I meant to mention it then, but we got on to other things, that if you want help with that, you know, you can just go over to my page and click the Book Now button, and that's about half price of what I actually charge for hypnotherapy sessions. Okay, so yeah, so what I charge for a reading is about half of the cost of a full hypnosis session. But just for listeners to this show, you can go there, press that button, book a reading, and then contact me and say you want a hypnosis session, or EFT or life coaching, and I'll give you the you know, full hour session for half price there. And so if you need help getting through some of these things that you want to tap on, and you know, you could do all this yourself. We talked about that, and you know, we gave the steps, you know, right on the air when we were talking to Pat. I think it was Pat, or was it before? No, maybe it was the caller before. Lose track with all the callers. But the one we were talking about, tapping, and you could do it all yourself, you know, but if you want help and guidance with it, if you want some life coaching, because, you know, it helps to have a third party looking at some of these things and guiding you, you know, where we should be tapping and so forth, and also using other modalities, because Mary came in for the clearings for, you know, we were doing tapping and we were clearing out, you know, some of these blocks to moving forward with, you know, her career and things along those lines. But we ended up doing other things, too. We ended up doing NLP techniques for post-traumatic stress because she had some early childhood traumas to get rid of. And so we used NLP, and we did hypnosis, too. So just go over to my page, thetarotguild.com/Dax, and you can click the Book Now button. You can either book a tarot session with a free numerology report or a hypnosis session right there from the page, and then just contact me and tell me which you want it. All righty. thought I'd get that out there. And remember, we are sponsored by the Tarot Guild, so come over to thetarotguild.com/join. You can join the website for free, and then don't forget we have that premium membership special going for the love month, the couples month, the month of February here, 2 days left, where you can get two memberships for the price of one. You just push that join now button under premium membership on thetarotguild.com/join, and you'll get two memberships for the price of one and my course as well. So I think we have time to take one more caller here. If we don't get to your call today, remember you can call in tomorrow. I'll be back on with Mary Brown, and we're doing that psychic spin episode. Oh, that's going to be great. Mysterious signals from deep outer space. So yeah, tune in tomorrow for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Plus, we'll be taking your calls from reading. So if we don't get to your call today, you can call in tomorrow. Let's see, who's the caller that's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 770. Thanks for holding on there. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, 770. Are you there? Uh-oh, we might have lost them. Or there's a problem with the line, perhaps. Do you hear anything, Rose? I hear like a hissing here and there.
Yeah, it's only just static. Nothing, you know, no sounds or anything outside sound. So maybe the person hung up, but the line is still active.
That's a possibility, too. Yeah. So one more time, I'm just going to give them another chance here. Anybody on the line, 770, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Going once? Going twice? Okay, gone. So we're sorry. There might have been a problem with the line. Call in tomorrow. Hopefully you'll have better luck. Get in real early so you're like the first caller, because, you know, you can call in up to 15 minutes before the show starts. So the show starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern. You can call in at 10:45 a.m., 1:45 p.m. Eastern, and secure your spot early. Well, thanks for all – oh, God, thanks to all of our listeners and callers. I thought it was great. And thanks for being here, Dr. Rose.
You're very welcome. This was a wonderful show. So, and plus, we got another show coming up, Living on Purpose, at some point that we'll do in the near future.
Exciting. Remind me that when we get off air so I can see where we can stick that into the schedule. And don't forget, we've got that great show on life coaching. You know, a lot of people don't actually talk about it and what it is and what you get out of life. You know, what is life coaching? And, you know, a lot of people don't really understand it. And so we're both life coaches, so we're going to talk a little life coaching next week. Awesome. Well, enjoy the weekend, everybody, and I'll be back on tomorrow with Mary. And I'll see you next week, Dr. Rose.
All righty. See you next week, Dr. Dax. Have a great weekend.
Bye, everybody.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.